We need someone to talk about the challenges of the golf courses as well as how the course is set up for the competition. And to do that is the USGA's director of the U.S. Amateur Championship, Mr. Ben Kimball.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. You know, on behalf of the USGA, let me say that it's a great honor to be here at Olympia Fields Country Club with all of you today. The USGA is excited about returning to Olympia Fields for its fifth USGA Championship and first since the 2011 U.S. Girls Junior. The USGA is thrilled to be bringing this country's oldest golf championship, one that is even a day older than the U.S. Open, to the Chicagoland and to a course that has crowned so many worthy USGA champions. The most coveted title in all of amateur golf will be contested just outside these doors, and one lucky player will forever have their name associated with the likes of Bobby Jones, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and a guy named Mr. Woods, and several other great names that have been that grace the Havemeyer Trophy. Four national championships have been conducted here, names like Farrell and Furyk, Marsh and Jatanagarn, or just a few to name that have won here, and we look forward to adding one more name to that distinguished list of USGA champions next month. Though the U.S. Amateur Championship will be determined on the Willie Park Junior Design North Course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the wonderful South Course, designed by Tom Bendelow and renovated by Steve Smyers in 2007, will serve as the stroke play co-host for our National Amateur this year. The South Course is no stranger to USGA championships either, as it played host to the 2011 U.S. Girls Junior Championship, won by current LPGA Tour player Ariah Jatanagarn. Over 7,000 players from around the globe filed an entry into the U.S. Amateur Championship this year. And qualifying is currently taking place at 97 locations to get our field to 312. We will have 16 amateurs that competed in the U.S. Open Championship this year are all exempt. Seven of those amateurs actually made the cut, and those 16 amateurs are actually exempt into this championship and are likely to be here. After two grueling days of stroke play competition, followed by a cut to the low 64 players, six rounds of match play then await our future U.S. Amateur champion. The goal of the U.S. Amateur is to identify the best player on a great golf course under difficult conditions. A U.S. Amateur course needs to challenge a competitor's physical ability while also testing their mental stability, since this is amateur golf's most comprehensive test. I'm going to talk a little bit about the golf courses and some of the particular setup characteristics that you'll see implemented at Olympia Fields Country Club during the championship week. Now, most of you have probably seen in your media kit that the golf courses themselves will play at over 7,200 yards par 70 on the north course and over 7,000 yards par 70 on the south course. I think it's important to mention that the maximum yardage is just a number. We don't anticipate playing the golf courses at the full length at any point during the championship, given the variety of teeing grounds that are out there. We'll mix up some shots on a variety of holes. So that maximum yardage is just a number. I actually would expect to play it shorter than what you actually see on paper. The course routing for the North Course will be the same routing used for the 2003 U.S. Open Championship. Start on hole one, then jump over to holes 11 through 18 to complete the front nine. The back nine starts with the same hole 10 that the members see, then we'll jump over to holes 2 through 9 to complete the back nine. That's the routing that we use for the 2003 U.S. Open and we'll use for this year's Amateur Championship. The South Course, which normally plays to a par 72, has been converted to a par 70 by changing the fourth hole and the 10th hole into very long par 4s. As far as changes that have been made to the North Course in preparation for this year's U.S. Amateur, I would say that there are really none requested by the USGA. But a recent course renovation carried out by Munjom Cornish Golf Design involved the following things: reshaping and leveling of all the tees, some recontouring of fairway drive zone areas, all the intermediate rough on the North Course has been replaced, all the bunkers had sand removed, and drainage was checked and repaired. Bunker liners were installed along with new sand put into them. And five Willie Park Junior bunkers were restored on championship holes 1, 6, 8, 9, 14, and 17. It will be graduated rough on a variety of holes on both courses, which has been a common practice at the U.S. Amateur in years past. The first cut of primary rough will be a 12 to 16 foot wide pass outside the intermediate rough height at 3 inches, followed by a second cut of primary rough in the 4 to 5 inch range. On some of the mid to shorter holes on both courses, you will see only one cut of primary rough, which will begin at 4 to 5 inches. Those are holes you're not going to want to be off the beaten path on. I'm sure you'll get a chance to experience some of these healthy rough areas during your time here today and tomorrow, and you will see firsthand how important driving the ball well is going to be during U.S. Amateur Week. A couple of items to note within the setup of the front nine of the North Course that we'll be using for the match play portion of the championship. Hole one will play as a true three-shot par five, which is rare to find in golf these days for this caliber of player. Players will have to contend with the sight and sound of the passing trains that come through Olympia Field Station throughout the day. And it seems like passing trains are a common theme at some of our championships this year. The par four second hole is likely to be set up on certain match play days to allow players to go for the green off the tee. But if you're familiar with the second hole at all, the reward certainly will have to be worth the risk. You will see the treacherous downhill par 3 seventh hole play anywhere from 175 yards to 213 yards during the event. And the par 4 ninth hole, which has been converted from a par 5 for the championship, will play at times at over 500 yards given the day's hole location and will close out a solid front nine. Par on that hole is certainly and always will be a good score. A few things to mention on the back nine of the North Course. The par 4 14th hole will likely be set up on most match play days to allow players to go for the green off of the tee, but they will need to contend with the newly restored Willie Park Jr. bunker that has been put back in order to challenge the best players. The par 3 15th hole, we envision using multiple teeing grounds to change up the angle given the day's hole locations for the players. Lastly, expect to see the par 3 17th hole to play anywhere from 220 yards to 280 yards for the championship. Players will once again have to carry the newly restored Willie Park Jr. bunker in front of this green to have a chance to possibly close out their match and extend it to the final hole. I foresee a lot of matches not getting beyond this very demanding hole. We continue to look at specific golf course setup specifications as we approach next month, and I look forward to spending considerable time surveying putting greens and identifying potential hole locations for the championship in the next few days here. With all that being said, and I've said this on several occasions in several forums just like this one, there's one final component that plays in every USJ course setup that is worth mentioning. You won't ever read about it or hear about it, but the players will definitely feel it. No matter where we put the tees or the hole locations during the championship, the sheer pressure of winning a national championship will affect every decision and every swing a player makes down the stretch. We can't predict or dictate when that pressure sets in, but I guarantee you, both courses here at Olympia Fields will have a hand in it. To wrap up, let me say again how excited we are to be here in Chicago for this year's U.S. Amateur Championship. We're thrilled with where both golf courses are,